The week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. Short week for some. Uh-huh. So the short weeks are weird, though, because they feel like short weeks, and then they don't feel like short weeks, and then you also aren't entirely sure what day it is.
It really throws you off.
Yep. You don't know when trash is supposed to go out, so and you think to yourself, should I be complaining it's a long week or a short week? I don't know what it is. I do know this. Stuff happened. Stuff always happens here on the thing, and yes, we usually need to be reminded of it when we can't figure out what day it is.
There's so many things that happen. We want to be able to track it. Yeah.
And when we get to the top moment of the week, this is a very, very rare moment on the K92 Morning Thing. This rarely happens, and it will pain Monica to have to admit it. So that'll be your top moment. Mm. But we start with the fact that I think Monica's a liar. I don't believe that anybody likes kimchi.
You don't.
Oh, it's so good.
See, again, see, she's talking about it right now. The kimchi.
It's so good.
It's this wacky Asian food. It's fermented cabbage with all sorts of, like, it's really strong. And
you
I'm
just
a
don't say it like that,
foodie.
Fermented cabbage.
But that's what it is. You know? So it's cabbage
know,
that's gone
sounds
bad, and they put it in a jar, and it's, and the whole thing is just, but she swears she likes it. Kimchi.
Yeah.
So kimchi. Oh, it's good.
See, no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Are you
I had some on Sunday, and I was just like, this is so good. I need it extra.
I mean, kimchi is fermented spiced cabbage. So,
I know.
That's a lot of strength right there. And I want to like it because trendy food people like it. Uh-huh. You go to a fancy restaurant, and they put kimchi on something, and I'm just thinking, oh, good. I made it taste like old fermented cabbage.
I could eat it just alone.
Why?
I just think it's just, I don't know. I just love those the flavors.
Yes, you will be eating it alone because most people aren't eating it.
Correct. Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to go to my corner.
You really do like it, or are you just trying to act cool?
I do. I love it. I had some on Sunday.
Yes, I think she was lying.
She loves it.
It's so unfair, too.
I do.
Because you like kimchi.
I actually had a craving for it. Mustard sardines and crackers.
See, and again, also unfair because when the rest of us run out of food because of the supply chain and there's nothing, Monica's gonna have all the kimchi and mustard sardines she wants.
Everything.
Yeah. And then we'll have nothing. So unfair. Rip off. Antoine, I will say that for as pathetic as it was that Monica built her own kite.
Yes.
And how bored she was, when we learned what you were forced to do in the backseat of a car by yourself with a bag of M&Ms, it wasn't much better.
But it wasn't as bad.
Correct. Yes. Very true.
Okay.
Yeah. Kimchi was still worse over there. The kite building kimchi eater. But yeah, Antoine, what he used to do when he was, how bored were you with your M&Ms? He was this bored.
My mother, when she was in the Air Force Reserves, after I was born, we would drive to the military base like once a month or whatever. And I'd be so bored on those car rides. I'd get some M&M minis, you know, a little tube and a little candy. Uh-huh. Oh, so delicious. And I would just count them before I ate them. One at a time. That's the other thing. It was one at a time.
Boy, it's a lot of sad trips. You know what? Kids listening right now, you remember this. The next time you're in the car and you got your stinking iPad and you get to watch a movie, Antoine had to count candy. Yep. Here you go, kids. Here's a bag. Know your numbers.
At least I'm counting candy and not making a kite. That's where I'm going to go.
Again, not much better, but definitely better.
Thank you. Thank you.
It pained poor Monica earlier this week. This is something that doesn't really happen to you.
We have to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to talk about it. Man, I'm going to run it up there for top moment of the year just to keep bringing it up. You know, we'll start doing top moment of the month, and then we'll do top moment of the quarter. Really just to keep bringing this item up that Monica Brooks, as much as it pained her, had to tell her husband that he was right.
Mm.
Yeah, because she was spreading lies on the internet and social media. That story about hand sanitizer blowing up in your car and setting the car on fire.
Yes, I did see that article.
Was not a true story. And
shared from a news source,
yeah,
yes.
And her husband, it wasn't shared from a news source. It was shared from a random fire department that picked it up from Thailand. And then
that's where they got it, and I shared it from them.
Yeah,
from the
know your sources again.
So you mean to tell me that I have to tell Jared that he's right?
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Oh, yes, you do.
Because we had a conversation about the post, and he was like, and he was going in on that post. He was like, that's not accurate. That's not correct. And I'm like, well, this is a great news source, and I do believe it to be fact.
You do?
Yeah, so I have to tell him that he's right.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yep, you do have to tell him he's right.
You need to say it out loud. Say it from your chest. Oh, poke your chest out and say it. Mm-mm. Be an adult.
What's that? You need to channel your least favorite actor in the world, Adam Sandler. Was it Billy Madison? Where it's like, I'm stupid. You're smart. I'm right. You're wrong.
You can do it, Monica.
You're the worst. Okay. I'm the best. Yeah, that whole thing.
Oh, man.
Never actually did.
And it so happens that Jared, he missed his opportunity.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Wait,
yeah.
To hear what?
How did he miss
to
it?
To hear that he was right. Yes.
But you never
he
hear.
Was leaving for work. And I told him, I said, I have something to tell you. He said, I got to go to work. I'm like, oh, well, time has passed. So I never did bring it up.
That's the only time you could have told him?
Yeah.
The moment passed. Yes.
Just a moment. Yeah. Just a moment.
You know, sometimes when you have to poop and then the window goes away. Uh-huh. That's what it was. Sorry.
That's what it was.
Missed the window.
Verbal poop.
He missed it.
It was.